I'd like for you to turn to that passage that Phil read earlier this morning, Isaiah chapter 46. Isaiah is so powerful as God declares who he is in these chapters over and over again. We're going to take some time to thank God and praise him this morning. Before we do that, I just wanted to focus a bit of our attention. Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10 says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning." Declaring the end from the beginning. He carries it. He moves it. It goes in the path that he desires for us. And we have such a powerful and sovereign God that we walk in his power and in his strength day by day. And we take so much for granted so often. I love this passage. "And from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand." What God said will happen. There's no doubt from now until eternity. Not one word, as the scriptures tell us, shall fail. "My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." Whatever God desires, he will accomplish. And we see that in a daily way. I love what it says in the first verses there in chapter 46, verse 3. "Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from birth, who have been carried from the womb. Even to your old age I am he, and even to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made and I will bear, and even I will carry and will deliver you. To whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we should be alike?" God, I know this was written to the people of Israel, a special place, but we know this to be true. David says it in Psalm 51, "From my mother's womb, you have been my God." And he has carried us, and he will carry us on. Some of us are closer to that end, that gray-haired stage. I don't know, some of you are thinking, yeah, some of you don't even have that. I know, I beat you to that. But we have such a wonderful God that is faithful. I want you to turn just briefly to Acts chapter 17. The words of Isaiah were spoken in a time of great idolatry in the land of Israel. And yet God declared who he was. In Acts 17, centuries have passed. The apostle Paul has come to Christ, probably the number one enemy of Christianity. And he had been attempting to eradicate the name of Christ from off the earth, to imprison and kill the followers of Christ. And you think of what Paul writes in Romans, "When I was without strength, when I was a sinner, when I was an enemy, Christ died for me." And now here he is, he goes on, and he's in Athens, and he's talking to these philosophers, and he's presenting to them who God is. And again, we see the sovereignty of God and how he moves. Acts 22, beginning at verse 24. Acts 17, beginning at verse 24. "God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their preappointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being." And that is our God. He has set up our boundaries, our times, where we appear in history, where we geographically have grown up and lived or moved or traveled. God has been in control of that. And it is all for the purpose of his glory, and that if men would seek after him. And this morning, as we come before God, to make praise and testimony to him, I would just encourage you. Remember, we are here to, essentially, we're giving praise to him. Now, we have our congregation here too, before the congregation. But we're in the presence of the Creator God, this one who we would like to extol and give thanks to.